It's indeed a tremendous pleasure, a wonderful schus to come back to the shul, to the neighborhood. And as I prefaced on my two previous shiurim, I like to echo the sentiment already expressed, but it can never be expressed enough. And this time I'm just going to encapsulate the message in one succinct statement. Then the last couple of years, the very best thing that has happened to the White Shul and this community is Rabbi Moti Neuberger Shlita's arrival in the shul. I think that says it all. Everybody was having such a good time. Rabbi, stay in Israel a little longer. Stay upstate. It would have been my pleasure. But to a siyata d'shmaya,
I wouldn't say that.
I'd like to share some thoughts tonight as we sit here anxiously awaiting the Yom HaDin HaGadol VeHaNora Ba'aleinu LeTova Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach here as Chodesh Elul nears its close. From summer to Yom Narom, so let's go back to the summertime. Summertime wasn't that long ago when we leaned Megillas Eicha. Five prokim, five chapters comprising Megillas Eicha. And as we often quote the Gemara Brachos Yud Beis Amud Aleph HaKoholech Achara Chisum Zio Bosur Chasimo, you want to capture the essence, what really lies at the crux of any topic, any sefer in particular, what do? You go to the end, L'Havdil Alfi Avdolos. I remember growing up with Jack Higgins, Day of the Jackal, Robert Lolem, The Boer Identity. Sometimes I just didn't have patience to go through all the twisted plots and the whole tapestry of all the different themes, plots, motives, v'cholai. So you just take a sneak peek at the end. You get a glimpse of what happens at the end that gives you everything. So we had five chapters comprised in Megillas Eicha. And as we sat on the floor mourning the night of Tisha B'Av, the most tragic, the saddest day of the year, we made our way to the end of Megillas Eicha. And the second to last pasuk, to quote Yirmiyah on Perakei, pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva Charei Shemeinu Keked. Hashem Yisbarach, please, we beseech you, may Omek Halev, I bring us back to you, v'nashuva. And once you bring us back to you, then you know what? We'll reciprocate accordingly. And we'll then take the necessary steps to return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chadei Shemeinu Keked, renew our days like the days of old. Different chiluk ideas bound in the Medrash. As it a reference to Adam Rishon, the Tkuf of Moshe, the Tkuf of Shlomo, and the Binyan Abayas. HaKaponim Hashem, bring us back to you. And then we close, Ki emos me'astanu katsafta aleinu an me'od. You were so angry at us. And as the Mefarshim, the commentaries point out, we don't want to be Messiah with the Devarah. We don't want to end on a sour note, on a quite a depressing one indeed. So what do we do? Nachmo, let's go back and repeat. Let's hammer the point home. The kfeilus ha'inyin, hashivinu Hashem eilecha v'nashuva. Chadei shemeinu kekenem, Klai Yisrael cried out, hashivinu Hashem, bring us back to you. And then and only then will we go ahead and reciprocate v'nashuva. Anachnu nashuv eilecha, once you go ahead and bring us towards you. Now we mentioned in the past, Sam Levinson, the famous Jewish humorist who wrote in his 1960s bestseller, Everything But Money, next time you find yourself distanced from God, the first question you have to ask yourself is, who moved? Who moved? God didn't go anywhere. And still, what does Klai Yisrael say? Yashivinu Hashem Alecha, bring us to you and then we'll come back. Now we have Akasha. Because Kayadua, it's well-known Medrash, the very last Keta, the end of the Medrash Rabbah on Megillas Eicha. Medrash Rabbah on Eicha, Eicha Rabosi. Here on Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Medrash quotes the following dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzan Echad and Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, Mitzan Sheni. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva Amra Knesset Yisrael V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Shokohu, it's yours. You got to go ahead and get the ball rolling. Hashivinu, bring us back to you. Amalem, no, Shalachemu, what are you talking about? You guys got to get the ball rolling. You have to take the initiative. Shenema, as the Pesuk says in Zechariah, Yeshuva Elai, Vashuva Elaicha, Nu Mashem. And the Yibushter cries out, Kaviyochol, Shuva Elai, you come to me. And then and only then, Ashuva Elaicha, I'm going to return to you. Amr al-Fan Ribo Shalom, no, we bring another Pasuk and tell them, there's clearly no Hachra, and there's no final Maskona, who won? who won the great debate. Hashem Kilu Kaviyochel held steadfast onto his opinion. Shuva Elai, and only then Vashuva Elechem. You, Klaisol, you have to take the first step, and we still hold tenaciously unto our proud declaration. No, Hashivinu Hashem Elecha. You bring us to you. Then and only then Vashuva will reciprocate, and then we will take the necessary steps in order to attain and achieve that proximity to the divine presence yet again. All right, the Yefeyano. Yesh Mefarshim, what's really the debate revolving around? Ki Knesserol Omrim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acharei Ki Atem Mekor HaTov, you're the source of all boundless good, and the Tov comes V'yadcha, Lachin Roy Hu Ki Atah, you should be V'yasher Darkeinu, Lo Shem Elach Metshuva, you are the source, the Mekor of all the Tov in the world, so you go ahead and display the ultimate Tov, bring us back to you. So what is Hashem Taino? No. Hashem Yisparach Heshev Lehem Ki Eker Hu HaBechira Asher Hi B'Yedchem. I endowed you with absolute free will, Bechira Chavshis. I want you to choose to come back to me. And we don't have a clear victor that emerges from this debate. So ask Rav Chaim Kinevs. Had the schus, when we were now to solve Baruch Hashem, I decided I was really going to learn. I wasn't going to visit all the Gedolei Yisrael, but I discussed it with my Rebbe. You have to visit the Golad Aur. I said, Baruch Hashem, I had the opportunity to visit Rav Chaim Kinevsky, the Golad Aur, Tubal Abatim from the White Shul. Said, oh, Rabbi, finally you're visiting the Golad Aur. Can we fly down to Yisrael and join you? I said, if your wife's left, no problem. Then I realized, well, my wife has to left too. But Akaponim, they came. We learned for an hour of my study on Keren Kayemet, and then we went out together to Chaim Kinevsky. 10, 12 minutes, we got to sit by him, and we picked up some of the Sfarim amongst them, the newly redone Taima de Krov of Chaim Kinevsky on the Megillus. So Chaim Kinevsky says, I don't understand Yirmiyahu Hanavi. I just read you a Medrash. God says, Pasuk in Zechariah, Hashuva Elai v'Hashuva Aleichem. That's a Chaya based Pasuk. In Malachi v'Cholei Hashem says, I want you to do tshuva, and then I'll come back to you. And Chaya Yisrael Tanya, no, we're holding steadfast unto our conviction. Hashivinu Hashem Elechem v'Hashuva. And as we pointed out, there was no clear victor. Hashem held by his side of the debate, and we held on to ours. And yet, Yirmiyahu Novi, in a bold and brazen fashion, closes his masterful, mournful, pensive work, and he closes all the Megillas Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Elechem V'Nashuva. And it's not enough to recite it but once. We'll go back, Nochmal, and we'll repeat it, and we'll walk away from Eicha. How does Yirmiyahu Navi Paskin? Hashiveinu Hashem Elechem V'Nashuva. What song do we sing all the time? Hashiveinu Hashem. That's how we walk away from Megillas Eicha. I asked Chaim Kinevsky, Mehichi Tesi, who gave him that chutzpah? Have the right to go out and Paskin the Shaila. Hashem Yisparach Seshuva Elechem. We tain in Knesset Yisrael. Hashiveinu, see Yirmiyahu Navi. So bring them both. About to espouse both one opinion. I don't understand. How is that fair to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He was never mevater on his side in the debate. So how can Yirmiyahu have such an audacity to paskin for himself and for all of Klai Yisrael, the Dorei Doros, every Tishbav as we sit in mourning on the floor? We close off this Megillah. Hashiveinu Hashem Elochem and Hashuva Chadeshim Enu Kiked. So writes Chaim Kinevsky, there's really but one answer. Halacha L'maisa, you're right. Hashem says Shuva Alav Hashuva Elechem, and Klai Yisrael holds Hashiveinu Hashem Elochem and Hashuva. Yirmiyahu Hanavi is telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know that we do want to come back to you. And the Eibushter tells us in the Medrash and Shir Shem Rabbah and Parsha Hei and Ozgimel, even though the Nusach that we so frequently quote is not the Nusach there, and there's a Nusach similarly in the Psik de Rabasi as well, and we always say, Pesali Pesach Shemachat, Avaniyef L'Bachan Pischa Shalulam. That's not the exact terminology. Parenthetically, Rav Avram Rosen even writes in Hashal Sechivas Eisen Aryeh and Simon Ayin Hey, this is one of those mamarim, one of those sayings that doesn't appear anywhere in Chazal. Piskuli Pesach Shemachah, open up for me the eye of a needle, and I'll reciprocate by the Yevdelcha Pesach Shalom. There's a similar terminology in various Midrashim, but that wording is not a Chazal, but the Chidah does use that exact wording. He does use it in Tzipor and Shamir. It appears in the Nusach of the Chidah and Tashlech, and that's the Nusach that so often is quoted. open up for me the eye of a needle. So what does that convey? Hashem says, all you have to do is take one minuscule, one tiny step. I want you to just open up for me the eye of a needle. Now, the Kotzker Rebbe Kayadua said it's not simply a reference in the Kamas and the size that all you have to do is open up a minuscule eye of a needle. Zog the famous Kotzker Rebbe. He says, the eye of a needle, the Pesach of a Machat is Mifulash. It goes all the way through. Hashem says, I don't care how big the step is. Just make sure it penetrates the chambers of the heart. Make sure it penetrates all the way through the inner recesses of your soul. It could be tiny, it could be small, but just like the eye of the needle is something that you take the thread and you place it all the way through and penetrates all the way through. That's the Pesach that I want. But sof kol sof, we have to take the initiative, however small it is, and we have to take the first move. But all it has to be is a minuscule expression of Aratzin, explains Reb Chaim Kanevsky. And Ramela, you know what suffices? Yirmi Anovi is teaching us how we don't even have to do anything. Just merely in our machshavas, harosh, in our rikshei lei, expressing to Ribbono Shel Olam that that's our rotzon hapnimi. Hashem, that's what we want. We want to come back to you. We want to come back to you, but we'd like you to take the first step. Explains Reb Chaim Kanevsky, Yirmi Anovi is paskening you right. Even if you champion the opinion of Hashem Yisparach, and you talk a whole Shuva Elai, and only then Shuva Eleichem, this is the Shuva Elai. All you have to do is say, what do you want to show? I want to come back to you. And if you express that motivation in your heart, and you convey and articulate that Rotzon HaPnimi, that inner drive, that inner yearning and longing, that itself is a quasi-kiyum, is enough of a fulfillment of even Hashem Yisbrok's tain of Shuvah Elayim HaShuvah Elayim. Hashem says, you got to take the first step. We are taking the first step. And you know what the first step is? That's what we want. We want to come back to you. And that's enough. And thus, here we are, not displaying an audacity of a Novi Hashem saying, I'm going to paskin this debate. I hold Hashemeinu Hashem Elokim HaShuvah. And even if you were to hold Lo Yitzor, and you want to espouse the opinion of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shuvah Elayim, this will suffice. Eivishter, this is what I want. Hashemeinu, I want you to bring me back. I want you to take me back to you. And that expression of the Rotzon HaPnimi of a Yid will indeed suffice, even if you hold Shuvah Elayim HaShuvah Elayim. Beautiful vort by Reb Chaim Kanevsky. So now we have an issue. We know that comes Chodesh Elul, even though the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Avolah Chabeis, the names only came out of Bavel, B'nai Yisoschor, Ismarach, the Din of a Rebbe, even though they might have come from society in Bavel, once they made their way into our vernacular, we use them, and there are drushes in the names, and there's a chashivas to the names of the month. And if there's one remez that every child, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Reuven, Shimon, and Levi knows about Chodesh Elul, even though, interestingly enough, the Sefer Neflos Mitorasecha, page 113 and on, says there are 20 instances. And just the Chumash alone, when we have Rosh Hetevus, Elul, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. At 20 instances in just the Chumash, there are far more when you bring into the picture and the discussion of Vim and Ksuvim. 20 cases, and how many know all 20? So many know, three of them, there's one by Yer Miklot, there's one in Yitzel, Mal Hashem is Levav, Chavei is Levav, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Simer Kuv Chav Ches, he says, Dorshi Rishim HaSomer, he brings it down, he brings down several of them. Amad the Arizal Preetz Chaim, even though the Baal HaTurim, one of the Gedolah Rishonim, cites his own Remez, the most famous of them all, doesn't belong to the Baal HaTurim, the most famous at all. And the Arizal Preetz Chaim, everybody knows, El Liz, Ani Ladodi Vidodi Li. Ani Ladodi Vidodi Li. Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel of Shir Hashir. So yes, Rav Osher Weiss in his Sichus on the Moladim and Maimer Beis, and Rabbi Yisrael Reisman in the new Sefer as well that came out, and several others asked the question, quoting Shir Hashirim Chodesh Elul, what's going on here chronologically? Shir Hashirim is the Megillah that gets laid Pesach time. Shir Hashirim revolves on the hinge of Avos Hashem. This is the Siman of Yira, Ema, Yira, Pachad, Hadin, Hagon, Uliyamayra. This is not the Siman that we invoke, that we bring in from Megillah Shir Hashirim. Okay, whatever answer we're going to give. But if you're going to quote Shir Hashirim, why skip over an earlier Pasuk? The earlier Pasuk in Parak Beis, Pasuk Tezayin says, Dodi li va'anilo haro avashoshanim. Hadodi li, my dod, my beloved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for me, avani lo, and I belong to him. That's Perek Beis, Posek Tazayin. Then we fast forward to our most famous Posek of them all, Perek Vav, Posek Gimel, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li Harob HaShoshanim. Shalom Melech, it's the same Posek. Oh, it's not the same Posek. It's somewhat of a similar message indeed, but there's a very glaring and blatant discrepancy. Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, as Moshe Weiss points out, is what? Ani Ledodi. Hashem says, you know what Elul is? At first, you have to take the initiative. You have to take the first step, Ani Ledodi. Then and only then, Ledodi Li, and then I'll reciprocate. That's Chodesh Elul. Why? Why skip over the earlier pasuk of Dodi Li Vani Lo Haroba Shoshanim? It's more or less the same message. It's all about the Adidas. It's about the Kirva, about the closeness, the proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's quote the pasuk. Isn't that how Yirmiyahu Navi Paskin? Isn't that how we walked away from Eicha in the summer months? We walked away. Hashivenu Hashem Elachim and Hashuva. Hashem Yisparach, we want you to bring us to you. And once you bring us to you, then we'll reciprocate accordingly. I, Rechayim Kineski, is the Gavaldik Adiyuk, the Kasha. And what do you mean? How does Yirmiyahu Navi Paskin? That debate, the Terence is, you're right. But what? This is our Rotsin. So why don't we say the same thing over here? That's a kasha that bothered me in the summertime. Why don't we go ahead and say the same thing? Let's quote the earlier Pasuk in Shir Shirim. I know it's not Rosh Hashanah, El, it doesn't work out, Dodi Li Vani Lo. But isn't that the message? And the message is, Dodi Li. We walked away from Hashemenu, Hashem, Dodi Li. You come to me, then Vani Lo, then I'll belong to you, then I'll reciprocate in kind. Harob HaShoshanim, who grazes in the pastures, v'chulei. Comes Chodesh Elul, no. And not only is it not based Hazayin, but rather Vav Gimel, not only is it Va'ani Ledodi Vedodi Le, but every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, if there's one remez, the world knows. That sums up, that captures the essence, the mahus of Chodesh Elul. More than any other remez, it's Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Sani Ledodi Vedodi Le. And not only is it bothersome, what are we bringing from Shir Shirim as we get ready for the Yom HaDin, but why Ani Ledodi? I just paskin Hashiveinu. Yes, it's all about the ruts. It's all about what we really want inside. Rav Reuven Feinstein, beautiful sefer that came out, Nahar Sholom on Brachos, the first volume. He writes, and it kept on a piece on Parshas Noach. Reuven Feinstein used to say that sometimes a child is not necessarily well behaved all the time. But when that child behaves just the right way, he gives the impression that he truly wants to act this way all the time. Mitzat Sheni. And you can have a child who always behaves properly, but the behavior seems to be forced as if it's a burden. He is not motivated from within to do good. That is, when the first child does what he should, it's apparent that he means it sincerely. And he really wants to always act in such a fashion. Except what happens sometimes is Yetzirah gets the better of him. This child is someone who finds schein in the eyes of the observer. And even though he is sometimes guilty of misbehaving, he is looked upon as a really good kid. And what's behind that impression is not truly tangible. To which Yeshiva Zatzal explained, and that is the sincerity of his desire to do the right thing that is shining through. What really matters? It's the Ratzon. Explains to Reuven Feinstein, one child can act great 90% of the time, and 10% of the time he misbehaves, but what? And we say he's not such a good kid because even the 90% perhaps is forced. But if we have another child who might misbehave so long, but he tells us that his true desire is he wants to be good, he's fighting a Yetzirah, an evil inclination, but his roots and apanimi is I want to be good, that child's a good child, that child is chayim. And he says, that's Noach, whatever Noach did, he was motzei chayim b'ini Hashem. Even if he wasn't the biggest tzaddik, but he always had that roots and apanimi. And if you have that roots and that inner drive, that's enough. Even if you don't do anything about it, even if it doesn't translate into maisa, into practical expression in the world of action in the olam maisa, just the roots and enough will suffice. That's Hashiveinu Hashem Elochav and Hashuva Chadei Shemeinu Kikeda. If you have the roots and to want to get close to God, then you're all, in a sense, as Avoba writes in Ali Shore, Keilu, you're already there. Based on Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosh and Shar Yen Aleph, the Bria, that which God created, that is closest to the Kisei Kavod, is Schefa Tzizkoach HaRatzin. And if you show Hashem your Ratzin HaPnimius, you want to be close to God, even before it translates into 1 ounce of action, even before you do anything, and just having that Ratzin means I'm close to God. That's my motivation. And we know it takes people very far in life. There's an interesting book by Clyde Brolin called In the Zone, How Champions Think and Win Big. And I was always intrigued. Growing up over the years, the most celebrated, decorated Olympian in the history of the world is, of course, Michael Phelps. The world's most decorated Olympian, Michael Phelps, collected 28 swimming medals between 2004 and 2016, 23 of them gold. The foundation to his success was a brutal training schedule of countless repetitions, averaging 7 miles a day, 365 days a year. He started young. By the age of 11, he was swimming 2.5 hours every day. Just 15 when he made his Olympic debut at Sydney in 2000. And just months later, he broke that world record and the deluge began. His individual total now ranks him ahead of more than 150 nations in the all-time Olympic medal table. This one, Michael Phelps, has more gold, has more medals than 150 nations together. So what's the secret to his success? Phelps was fortunate to grow up into the perfect physique for swimming, a long trunk and a wide arm span, but it's in his head that he shines the brightest. Such a staggering history-altering career would never have come to fruition. Phelps had to work tirelessly to create images in his mind of what his goals, dreams, and aspirations were in the world of swimming. And then Michael Phelps goes on to say as follows: "You think I'm a much better swimmer than all of my colleagues, than all the competition? Am I so much better that he won 23 gold medals, 28 in total? What's the key ingredient to his success?" And Michael Phelps says, "You know what it is?" He says, "Many of my races I've won by maybe a couple of inches. Some even centimeters, not even a second, a half quarter of a second. And you know why I win? Because I want it more. Because I want it more. Because I have a starker Rotson." That's what drove Michael Phelps. Who has the Rotson? Who really wants to get to God? You know what we work on in the summer months? Who really wants a base of Mikdash? We can't always build it. But what do? We sit in the forum and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want the base of Mikdash. I want to get close to you. I'm not ready to do tshuva just yet. And I'm going to still hold by my side in the debate. And I'm going to espouse the opinion of HaShiveinu HaShem Elokeinu HaTshuva Ben HaShem Yisparach. As a Chaim told, that's what I want. And what I want is to get close to you. That's my motivation. That's my Ratzon. That's what I want more than anything in the world. Because all the tzaras in the world, whether it's the shidduch crisis and fertility, whether it's children who aren't healthy, whether it's people who don't have parnasa, and rachman and etzlani and machla, and all the refuahs and yeshuas that God's klai soul needs, you know what we need the most? The base of mikdash. And the Abish just says, you miss Abel. Are you mourning rites from Aaron Kolder and Mishnah of Aaron? You know what mourning is? Say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how badly do I want it? Do I really want the tzaras to end? This is the key of the Mafteach to end all tzaras is a rebuilding a base of Mikdash. Who really wants that? Is that our Sheba Sechayim? Are we aspiring to get a bigger house? And the five towns to redo our kitchen for the 17th time. To get a brand new car. What are we aspiring? What are our dreams, hopes, and aspirations? So Michael Phelps, I want those extra 2 inches, those extra centimeters. I want to beat the competition more than anybody else. In the months of Thomas and Av, we say to our Baruch, what do I want more than anything else in the world? I want to get close to you, but I'm not ready to do anything about it just yet. I can't. I'm suffering, I'm in pain, I'm sitting on the floor and I'm sobbing away and the tears are cascading down my face and I'm mourning, but you know what, at least I'm changing my perspective in life. I'm sitting on the floor and I'm wearing the ripped, the torn clothing and I'm not eating and I'm not drinking. Life is not about the latest sushi dish and it's not about the latest menus and the new fancy restaurants and it certainly ain't about $1,000 sandwiches. So what do we think about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is, my dream in life is not to eat a $1,000 sandwich. My dream in life is not to eat gold. You know what my dream is? Not to have the gold. Because the gold of every Jew is the dream of having a Beis HaMikdash. Even if you don't do tshuva yet, even if you can't go ahead and do anything lamais in the summer months, but you know what you can do? And you can be megala, you can reveal that inner rotzen, that yearning, that longing, that pining for a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem, that's what I want. And that is my rotzen, right? So Aaron, that's the Churban HaBayis. I'd be margish, and if I had a Beis HaMikdash, I would have the answers to all my tefillos, both in prati, both in ishi, both in klali, and a general and a particular sense. That's Thomas and Av, the Machshava. What do you really want in life? And for that, indeed it suffices. As long as you say to the Rabbana Shalom, that's my Sheifa Sechayim. My Tshuka HaPnimus is solely, is exclusively, I want to get close to you, I just can't do anything about it yet. So you know what? I walk away from Eicha, from crying and sitting on the floor in our state of bereavement, bereft of a Beis HaMikdash, of Kohanim, of a Sanhedrin, and I sit and I say, Hashem, I want a Sanhedrin, I want Kohanim back, I want a Beis HaMikdash, I'm not doing anything L'maisa, but that's what I want, and that suffices. Hashemino, I want to get close to you, but you, Hashem, please take the initiative, take the first step, and you bring me back to you. And then we make our way to Chodesh Elul. And you know what Elul is all about, Phineas Haiti? Elul is not Dodi Li Vani Lo Haroba Shashanim. The Arizal Chodesh Elul skips with full intent over that earlier Pasuk in Shir Hashir. Yes, we want to go to Shir Hashir. Because as Rav Moshe Weiss, Rabbi Shaul Reisman, and others write, of the goal of the Pachar and the Emo in the year of the trepidation that seizes us as we await anxiously at the Yom HaDin, as we await the Pachar of the Yom HaDin. But we know that what does the Torah write? Petuchim. And we know that we're going to make it. Hashem's going to do miracles and He's going to bring us close. At the end of the day, Elul though is not the Dodi Li. Elul is first and foremost Anila Dodi. God says, you had a month, you had 2 months, Thomas and Av, from Shiva Sabbat Thomas to Chodesh Av. And what you thought in your machshava, what do you want more than anything else in the world? And that sufficed. And that's Hashiveinu, even though you're not taking the initiative, that works. Because that's enough of a Pesach Shamachat, of the mere, minuscule expression of what I really want in life, and I want to be close to God. So what happens, Chodesh Elul? Chodesh Elul, Phineas Daiti, is the Rotzen is not enough. Chodesh Elul now transitions to world of Maisa. And what's the smach to this? And let's take a look at the Sefer Yetzirah Miyuchas to none other than Avraham Avinu. And the Sefer Yetzirah and Perek Chamishi and Braisa Ches and Sefer Yetzirah states as follows. Himlech Os Yud B'Maisa. And you know what Chodesh Elul is? Chodesh Elul, Hashem Yisroch, takes the Os, the letter Yud, and He places it into Elul, and it corresponds to Maisa, corresponds to the world of action. And now let's take note, yes, Ein Lanu Chelek Min Hastaros, but what is the Yud? And the Maral tells us in his Chedusha Agadus of Menachos Chavtes and Abeis, Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Olam, God created Olam Haba with the Os Yud, and Olam Haza with the Os Hay. The Os Yud writes to Maral is the smallest letter in the alphabet. It's almost non-existent. We just need a means of expression. So what do? We spill a little drop of ink on a piece of paper and call that a Yud. But it's not really here. Because Yud is Olam Haba. Yud is the Machshava. It's the world of our thoughts, the world of our Tzaynus, and not the world of action. That is the Os Yud. Yud is Olam Haba. It's the only letter of the 22 in the alphabet that doesn't sit on the line because it's not here. It doesn't belong. It doesn't find its place in the Maisa. And where is the Yud? The Yud is hovering above. It's up there in Shemayim. And what's the Os Hey? Olam Hazeh. The Olam HaSiyah, the Olam HaMaisa was created by taking that letter Yud. Alright, the Maral bringing it down to the line, having it form the regel, the leg of the Hey, attaching it to a Dalid. Yud and a Dalid form the Tzura of the Os Hey. Taking Ruchnius, Olam Haba Machshava, and now juxtaposing it to the Dalin Ruchus Olam, disseminating and promulgating Ruchnius and Machshava into the Olam HaMaisa. That's the world. The job of this world is unite and merge and synthesize the Machshava of Olam Haba with the Maisa of Olam HaZeh. That's the name Yaakov. What is Yaakov Avinu? The lowest chelik of our clay maisa, our yadayim and our aglaim, is of course the Akev. Akev is the lowest part. That's Akev Asad Mashiach. We're the last generation in the world of physicality, awaiting the arrival of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And Yaakov is juxtaposing the Akev, the lowest of the Gashmi, the Olam HaMaisa, to the Os Yod, attaching all of Olam Haza, all of physicality, the world of the mundane, and the material, and attaching it to Yod. That's Yaakov. That's the prefix of his name. That's the Iker, the Rosh of Yaakov is the Yod. It's Olam Haba, it's Machshava. But it's Machshava that's attached to Maisa. El is, you had Givaldika Machshavas when you sat on the floor, enveloped in tears, crying out, Hashem Yisporach, I'm not ready to do anything just yet. I can't. I'm too weak. I'm sitting on the floor and the tears are coming down, they're cascading down the sides of my face. And I'm not eating, and I'm not sleeping much, and I'm not drinking. And I'm mourning the loss of a base of Mikdash. But you know what, Hashem, my rutz and my machshava is? I want to be close to you, and that machshava works. And it works in the months of Tomas and Av, but it doesn't work come Elul time. Elul time is Maisa, writes the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Sefer Yetzirah. And you know why it's Maisa? When did Moshe Rabbeinu fashion the Luch HaShnias? As we got ready in Chodesh Elul, preparing for the Yom Hasanoso, the Matan Torah of Yom Kippur, on the 10th day of Tishrei, I writes the Gra, Amaisa Be'elul Hashem, Psalachosh Neiluchas, V'chasavti Aluchas, Shahai Be'elul V'zeh Maisa. How interesting, perhaps we could throw into the Gra the following Kavana. Hashem Yisparuch says, I'll work with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll give you a new set of luchas, and that's the Torah that we have today, the luchas achronis. And the luchas shmias, that's what we celebrate on Kippur time. And the chas and the matan Torah all over again. But you want to have luchas shmias? It's got to be predicated on a maisa. Psalachal. And you fashion, you form, and you chisel out from the stone a new set of tablets, and then what? Then I'll do my part. I will give you the ksav, but you got to form the luchas themselves. Interesting. You know what Chodesh Elul is? First, we have to do the maisa. And only after Moshe Rabbeinu, the God of Avim, does the maisa psalachol, and then only then does the Ribbono Shel Olam reciprocate accordingly. And then he attaches the ruchnius to ksav magically onto those stone tablets. But what happened here? Elul is ani ledodi, and only then ledodi le. Elul is first psalacha in maisa. It's not enough to want it. It's not enough to have a shifa. At the rotz napnimi, it's got to translate into action. Now let me express it in the following manner. This is a gevaldige megala mukas from Nosa Nota Shapira. It's actually even before the Megala Mukas, it's a Zohar HaKodesh and Parshas Yisro, Asvasemes, and Parshas Shlach cites this Zohar HaKodesh and Parshas Yisro, and Asvasemes writes as follows. And when Yaakov and Esav were fighting in the womb of Rivka Imenu, and they were also dividing up the months of the year, and writes the Zohar HaKodesh and Parshas Yisro, writes the Megala Mukas, Esav took Tomuz, Av, and Elul. Tomuz, Av, and Elul belong to Esav. And Nisan, Iyar, Sivan belong to Yaakov. Nisan, all miracles, the month of miracles. That's when we got out of Mitzrayim on the heels of the Eser Makis. That's when we experienced the Kriyas Yamsuf. And then we make our way finally through our sojourn in the desert, accompanied by miracles of Mon, Abeir, Anan, Echavid, Tainus, Tessim, and Aleph. Then it culminates in the mountain Tair in the month of Sivan. Sivan, after a Nisan and an Iyar, belongs to Yaakov. And the 3 months of Tomuz, Av, and Elul were taken by Esav. But then the Zohar and the Megala Mukos continue. The Pasuk told us at the outset of Parshas told us that Yaakov was Ochaz Be'ekev Yesav. Yaakov grabbed on to the Ekev, to the heel of Esav Arasha. And writes the Zohar, you know what that's a reference to? Esav, you got Tomuz and Av, and you know what? But I'm going to grab onto that Elul. El is the last of your 3 months, the Akev, of the metaphorical heel of those 3 months that you took. Yaakov says, I'm sorry, Esav. I'm sorry, bro, but this I ain't letting go. I'm not letting go. I'm taking El for Klal Yisrael. And when did the greatest sorrows transpire for Klal Yisrael? In the months of Tomuz and Av. Tainus Chavumim and Aleph, the five tragedies that accompanied Hashemus Abatamas, as starting first and foremost with Shviras Aluchas. And then Chet Abaraglin, of course, culminating in a Tishvav, as saddest, most tragic day of the year, Chet Amaraglim, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, as the worst tragedies and calamities that have befallen the Jewish people from time immemorial. C.R.E. Kaplan's wonderful essay, The Saddest Day, and Facets and Faces, Tzora after Tzora. World War II started on Tishvav. Spanish Inquisition back in 1492-1 on Tishvav. You know why the tragedies happened on Tishvav and happened in Tammuz? Because those months are months when Esav has a shlita over Yaakov. Esav took Tammuz and Av, they belonged to him. He had Elul, but Yaakovino says, I'm going to grab onto your heel. I'm going to grab onto Elul, and Elul is what? Elul, interestingly enough, we saw from the Sefer Yetzirah, corresponds to Maisa, corresponds to action. Esav is Loshen Asiya. Esav is the Ish HaSodah, where Maisa takes place. Where hunting, where building, where planting takes place. He himself is branded the appellation Esav. He is Asui. He has already made this. Farmakan might have even say his name originally was Asui, but Yaakov's name was Akev. He held on to the Akev. He stole the Yud, the Akev of the name Asui of Esav. He stole the Yud, the last letter of Esav's name, and he made it the first letter of his name. And he took Ace Asui and made him Esav, and Yaakov went from Akev and became Yaakov. Yaakov says, I'm sorry, bro, but I'm not letting go. I'm holding on to your Akev, I'm holding on to Chodesh Elul, because Klai Yisrael needs Chodesh Elul. So what do you see? Esav is Loshen Asiyah. Esav had 3 months, Tammuz Av and Elul. Yaakov grabs Elul. What is Elul? Maisa. It's the end of the Maisa. The clay Maisa of the Akev. He grabs onto the end of the clay Maisa of Esav Arosha. And he says, I'm not letting go. That's Chodesh Elul. Elul is, I'm taking Maisa. And Maisa is going to belong to Klai Yisrael. So now it's Givaldik. Tammuz and Av, that's Esav. He's got the Koach Asiyah. And what do we do in Tammuz and Av? We sit on the floor and we cry. We cry, we daven, we say kiddush, and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what we want. We're the Kol Kol Yaakov. We'll daven. We'll scream out in pain, and we'll let the Yevishter know our Ratzna Pinimi is, and we want the Beis HaMikdash, we want to return to you. HaShaveinu HaShem Elech HaShufa. Hashem, that is going to suffice. The first step is the Giloy HaRotzen HaPnimi. That is what I want. I want God. I want God in my life. I want a Beis HaMikdash. That's the month of Tammuz and Av. And then we get to Elul. And Elul is what? Elul is a month that belonged to Esav. That's a month that Shaykh, that pertains to the realm, to the domain of Esav of Asiyah. Writes the Sefer Yetzirah, Himlech Os Yud and Elul. You know what Elul is? And I saw afterwards with Avram Ashur, Halikach Valiba Machonish Elul. He also mentions as follows, that Avodas Chodesh Elul can Esav Sefer Yetzirah, Himlech Os Yud B'maisa. He connects Yud to Chokhmah more than Machshova. Atzorach Lahamshech HaChokhmah L'tocha Maisa. Don't let Maisa be by itself or Chokhmah be by itself. Although yeh nifrad me'asiyah, Elul is lekasher ha'asiyah el ha'chokhmah. So that the chokhmah is sholet on the olam ha'maisa. An echo of what the Rav Amashur says, perhaps, is what we're pointing out tonight. Elul is, take the os yud. The Maral told us os yud corresponds to olam haba, to the world of machshava. I take your machshavas, take your ritzonis. It's not enough to leave them in the brain. It's not enough to be shy to those yud. Take the yud and attach it to the akev. Attach it to the bottom of your clay maisa. Take all your ritzonis and now translate it into action, into the world of asiyah. You stole a month of Esav. Esav is anasav, and Israel writes the God of Dersalio. When we sin nasav, we got the koach asiyah from Esav. Well, when Yaakov stole the month of Elul, he got the month of Elul, which originally belonged to Esav, and now belongs to Klai Yisrael. That's the month of Maisa. What are we supposed to do? Take your machshavas. It's not enough to say, yeah, I want a Beis HaMikdash, but I'm still going to dream about the latest Ferrari, about my next vacation in the Bahamas, about making my kitchen 4 times the size, about building a new... What am I thinking? What are my aspirations, Tammuz and Av? I don't want to be concerned about my house. I want to be concerned about the Beis HaMikdash, the house of God, of the Almighty. That's what I want. comes El. And what is El all? El is, take the yud now, take your machshuvas, take your ritzunas, and attach it to the Olam HaMaisa. And that is Chodesh El Ani L'Dodi. The Phineas Taita, you're right. Hashavin Hashem Elach Manashuvah. You're right. And then it was enough, as Chaim Kanevsky explained, to express the mere rotzim that I want to get close to God. Comes Chodesh El, and you know when you have to do El time. El time is, take the yud. Take your machshuvas. Himlech Os Yud B'maisa. Now imbue and translate those machshuvas and those ritzonos. And translate them into action. Because in the end of the day, it's got to make its way into the world of action. Many mourn the loss of a Pulitzer Prize winning Charles Krauthammer a few months ago, who died of cancer in his 60s. Pulitzer Prize winning, he was a Fox News analyst. He's a reputable journalist. Many consider him the most influential journalist of the last two decades. A great New York Times bestseller. Charles Krauthammer, winner of the Pulitzer Prize, Things That Matter, collection of essays, three decades of passions, pastimes, and politics. The chance to read a number of books over the summer in my spare time. Mostly Sfarim. I bought a couple of books on the side. It's a great essay, page 90. It's called The Inner Man. Who cares? Listen to this. As Bob Woodward likes to say, takes us back to Watergate, of course, he is the gift that keeps on giving. Richard Nixon, that is. And in the endless source of amusement he is. We have all been having a great chuckle listening to Nixon again. This is an article he wrote in the Washington Post back in 1999. More tapes, more titillation, most notably his ranting and raving about Jews. Generally speaking, you can't trust the Jews. Uses a different term. As a Jew, Krauthammer continues, I have been asked several times about these revelations, and I am entirely unmoved. First, I wonder how anyone would fare who had an open microphone in his office for 3,700 hours running. Second, Nixon was suspicious and paranoid about everyone, so what else is new? Third, and most important, I don't really care what a public figure thinks. I care about what he does. Let God probe his inner heart. Just tell me about his outer acts. And what were Nixon's outer acts vis-a-vis the Jews? Well, in 1973, he saved Israel from possible destruction with his massive weapons airlift during the Yom Kippur War. He even put the U.S. military on worldwide alert to keep the Russians from intervening on Egypt's behalf. I feel about Nixon the way I feel about reading Truman's occasional ethnic lapses. In private, Truman was a man who still could use a word like kike, writes David McCullough, or in a letter to his wife, dismiss Miami Beach as nothing but hotels, filling stations, Hebrews, and cabins. So what? Truman remains a hero to Jews for having recognized the State of Israel at the crucial moment of its birth in 1948. That's what I care about. I don't care about what you think. That's God's domain. Yirmiyahu Yitzayin, Hashem is Chok Aleiv, O Bochen Kloyas, Artet Animam, and Hashem is Yotzer Lech, Yachaliba. He's maybe not going to let God worry about what he thinks. That's between you and God. But I'm interested in action. I want to know what Nixon did for the Jews, and that to me matters more. I want to know what Truman did for the Jews, and that to me matters more. You could talk all you want. All these presidents, even a George Bush and certainly Clinton and Obama, yeah, we'll promise the embassy, we'll move the embassy, keep dreaming. And they did nothing and it didn't actualize. Whatever you want to say about Trump, but at least he backs it up. Yes, and then of course the media says, oh, look at him, he even keeps his campaign promises. One thing at least about Trump is if he says something, he's going to do his utmost to do it, to carry it out, to actualize those words. Actions, that's Chodesh El. It's not enough to say, oh, Hashem, Hashemino, I want you to go ahead and bring me back, v'chule. It's not about, Dodi Li, Hashem, come on, Dodi Li, and then Ani Lo. You can think that, and it'll make its way on to Shir Shir, especially the Megillah Lane Pesach time. Pesach time, we didn't take the initiative. At Pesach time, that was all about God. And that's Dodi Li, Ani Lo, Haro Bashashanim. God certainly took the first step. We're also going to mention Ani Lo Dodi, because there are times when it is mandated of us that what? That we have to take action. That's not enough to just be motivated. It's got to result in action. It's a great book by Adam Grant. I have to thank Eli Shapiro, got me hooked on Adam Grant. A wonderful book, New York Times bestseller, Give and Take. Adam Grant, world famous psychologist, on page 104, he writes as follows. In the 1980s, the psychologist Benjamin Bloom led a landmark study of world-class musicians, scientists, and athletes. Bloom's team interviewed 21 concert pianists who were finalists and major international competitions, and when the researchers began to dig into the eminent pianists' early experiences with music, they discovered an unexpected absence of raw talent. And what did the study show? The most successful and celebrated musicians, athletes, and scientists were what? They did not stand out on a local, regional, or national level, and they didn't even win many early competitions. What did they find out? They found out that even without an expert teacher, and you know what the key ingredient was? It was motivation. Who is motivated by his parents? Who is motivated by an early teacher? By an early music teacher? It was about who stirred, who triggered a sense of motivation to drive the student to want to be the best and biggest athlete and celebrity and scientist and musician. It was about the motivation. But what? A motivation can't do it alone. As Malcolm Gladwell showed us in Outliers, our research led by psychologist Anders Ericsson reveals that attaining expertise in a domain often requires 10,000 hours of deliberate practice. The Beatles, yeah, they practiced for over 10,000 hours together. That's why we all love the Beatles. They became the Beatles, the best athletes. Tiger Woods, at least in his prime. How did he get there? Over 10,000 hours of deliberate practice. It's not enough to be motivated. That's the first key ingredient. Do you have the right son? Who wants it the most? Michael Phelps wanted it more badly. But you're not going to win with roads and with motivation alone. It's got to translate into 7 hours a day of working tirelessly and diligently. It's got to work into 10,000 hours plus of deliberate practice. What does it take to make it to the top? It takes number one, the rutsin, and the motivation. But the motivation will never suffice. The motivation, by definition, must be accompanied by what? It's got to translate into action, into 10,000 plus hours of practice, of self-sacrifice, of working, of sweating, of schwitzing, of blood, tears, toils, and sweat, to go back to Churchill's famous line. It's about schwitzing and it's about working hard. Valafinius Daiti, it was what takes place as we join the months of Av and Elul. The month of Av, as some Hasidic Sforim even write, you know what Av is? Ava. An Ani ve'Evyon. An Evyon is someone who's always searching, always desiring. The Shoresh Aleph, hey? Someone who's longing. I'm looking for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. I'm Av, this is what I want. Chodesh Av is? I told the Avishter, Av, Avav, this is what I want. This is what I desire. I want to be close to you, and even if I do no action whatsoever. Hashem, all I have to do is express my rotzen. And my rotzen, my motivation is, I'm motivated to want to get close to you. I didn't do anything about it just yet. But the mere expression of that motivating factor, of that rotzen apnimi, suffices, that's Chodesh Av, that's Ava, that's my desire, that's my longing. Then I could say, my longing is Hashaveinu Hashem Elecha V'Neshuva, and yes indeed, the Eibishter went along with the Yirmiyahu Hanavi's statement. But then we transition to the month of Elul. And the month of Elul is what? Our month of Elul is the month of action. The month of Elul is the month of Vilna Gaon told us, when Hashem says, yeah, when it came to Luchos Rishonos, I took care of that for you. Sit back and relax, Klal Yisrael. I'll bring down from the heavens above a miraculous set of Luchos Rishonos. And you know what? That didn't last. You know what's going to last? Moshe Rabbeinu Pesalacha. You have to take the initiative. You form the tablets called the Luchos, and then I'll send down a miraculous ksav that will adorn, that will grace those stone tablets. That is Elul. Elul is Ani L'Dodei. I've got to do for my beloved. What does it mean to do for my beloved? Yes, we know the three most important words in any marriage. Like H.com told us years ago. Yes, I love you. But it's not just I love you, it's I am sorry. Or as some other psychologists say, she's always right. Whatever your three most famous words are, but we know that it's not enough to say, I love you, I love it. Did you get her a new necklace? Did you get her a new dress? And now we mentioned the story a while ago, we mentioned the story of how when our Rebbetzin, Sheila Feinstein, the Rehelige Rebbetzin of Rav Reuven, and when Rebbetzin Sheila Feinstein, Zechona Lebracha, was here in our shul earlier this year, as I spoke about Shalom Bayis, the cover of the Bar Mitzvah of Naftali and Leah Solomon's, Baruch Hashem, beautiful son Yisrael Menachem. So I spoke about Shalom Bayis, and then Rebbetzin Feinstein came over to me and she said, Rabbi Feiner, I want you to know that I buy my husband, the Rosh Hashiva of Reuven, I get him a gift every Father's Day and every birthday. I buy him a gift every Father's Day and every birthday. He says, last Father's Day, I bought him a little gift and he opened it up and it was a little box. And he opens up the box and he says, yes, you got me a pair of cufflinks? Says, Reuven, open up the box. He opens up the box and it's a shiny, beautiful pair of woman's earrings. He says, this is Father's Day. It's not Mother's Day. And Rebbetzin Sheila says, Reuven, I know you. I know you. You want to be happy. It makes you so happy, the more beautiful that I look. If I buy myself earrings, that's the best birthday present and the best Father's Day present that I can give you. I said, parenthetically, I have to share with you the following. I drove in from the mountains when the Rebbetzin was an Ithro, when she passed away. I drove in from the mountains to pay a shiva visit to Rav Reuven Shlita. And when I was sitting there opposite to Rav Reuven, Rav David Feinstein was there, and there was a lull and people weren't really talking. So I said to Rosh Hashiva, I said, can I share the following story of the Rebbetzin? And Baruch Hashem, we got a nice chuckle, we got a nice laugh. And he opened up after I told him this meisa with the, he says, yeah, remember the earrings? Yeah, it wasn't cufflinks. I didn't get cufflinks. He says, earrings. He says, but Rabbi Feiner, he says, and then the next birthday was a necklace, and the next birthday, I says, but I'm going to tell you, Rabbi, a better story. And the Rosh Hashiva of Reuven Feinstein says, I'll tell you like this, and Baruch Hashem, he opened up, and he was smiling, and he says, I once had a very embarrassing story. He says, you see, I once spent a lot of money on a beautiful dress. He says, so I spent a lot of money because I lent my Rebbetzin. She wanted to buy me a birthday present. So for the birthday present, for my birthday present, I let her buy a fancy dress. And I remember my Saba Joe Rusak one time years ago, my Saba all of a sudden, I saw him wearing a beautiful tie, a beautiful Zenya tie. And I went over to him and I said, Saba, that's such a beautiful tie. I said, how much did he pay for such a tie? He says, I paid $500. I said, $500 for a tie, Saba? Come on, you didn't do that. He says, come on, Eitan. He says, I spent $50 on the tie, but in order to get the tie, I had to buy yourself the $450 tie. So Reuven Feinstein said, look, come on my birthday. And Rebbetzin Sheila, go out and buy a dress. So she bought herself a beautiful dress, and she always called it daddy's dress. This is daddy's dress. He says, so one Shabbos, he was hosting a certain Rosh Hashiva. And Rosh Hashiva came, and he was staying at the house. He says, and what happened? Somebody was running around the house saying, where is daddy's dress? Where is daddy's dress? And I told the family, please keep it as a private joke. Don't ever let the Rosh Hashivas know that there's a daddy's dress. It took a lot of explaining to the Rosh Hashiva why a daddy has a dress. A person could say to his or her spouse, you could say, I love you, but that's not enough. You have to sometimes, you got to buy the flowers. You have to buy the necklace, you have to buy the earrings. It's not enough to just think it, you got to say it. And in the end of the day, it's not enough to say it, you have to act on it. All the ritzonas have to translate ultimately into action. And very good, you love your spouse. What are you buying him or her? What are you buying them? What are you doing for them? If it's not buying, it doesn't have to be physical gifts. Is it taking out the garbage? Is it making dinner? Is it cleaning up a chule? What are you actively doing to help out? And that is when you really love your spouse. It doesn't stay isolated in the world of machshava. It translates into the olam ha'maisa. You know what el is? It's mazel besula. We're getting married to the Ribono Shel Olam all over again. Ani l'dodi, and yes v'dodi li. It's the culmination of the marriage. What's the end of the avodah of Elul? Yom chasunosa, v'yom simchas livo. The avodah culminates in the greatest chasun ever between us and Moshe. See, yes, the greatest chasun ever. That's the goal, the objective of Chodesh Elul. So indeed, we're going to borrow from Shir Shirim. But we're not going to borrow Dodi Li and then Vani Lo. You know what Elul is? Elul is we're going to take the later pasuk. It's ani ledodi vedodi li. Eirishter says Machshava was great. Chodesh Av avad desire longing. Hashivenu, that's what you want. Peseder gomer, that'll get you through the avoda of Tamuz and Av. But if Elul means you stole from Esav the month of Maisa, and Elul means it's the month when Hashem says, take Yud and be Mamluch the Os Yud over the month of Elul, the Olam HaMaisa, that means the Fini is Daiti. Take your Machshavas and take your Ritzonos. Elul is, you want to get married to Ribbono Shalom. It's the mazel of a besula. It's time to get married, to start from scratch. You want to start from scratch? Tell the Ribbono Shalom you love him. But it's not enough to just think you love him. It's not enough just to say, God, I want the closeness. I aspire along to that golden proximity yet again. It's not enough. It's ani ledodi. I'm ready to finally do. I'm going to do because I want to get married again. It's taking my machshavas represented by the Os Yud and bringing it down into Elul and the Olam HaMaisa. It's ani ledodi vedodi. So let's go out and tell the Ribbono Shalom, you already know, God, what I want. I expressed my she'ifas. This is the month of what? Not just Shini Hashem. It's the month of Shini HaMaisim. It's the month of being Mashana, the Maisim, Latova, the Rambam writes. And Yogas Shuva Parabes, Alachadalit. You got to change your ways. You got to be Mashana, your Maisim. You know what the Rambam writes, the shofar does? And Yogas Shuva Gimel Dal, the million yin zer, Nogu Kobes Yisrael, Laharbus, Bitstoko, Uvamasim Tovim, the last open mitzvahs. You know what God wants? Tefillah is great, and it'll come in at the very end of Halacha Daled. But what the Rambam wants first and foremost is, you know what you're supposed to do when you hear the shofar? Hashem wants to see tzedakah. Don't just talk about money, this and this giving. Write out the check to the wine shul already. What are you waiting for? It's not enough to say, yeah, I want the wine shul to build. I want it. You got to write out the check. It's got to be l'maisa. You could say, I love you, God. We're the maisim toivim. V'lasok b'mitzvahs. Be engaged and immersed in mitzvahs ma'asiyas. It's not enough to just want and to just long. El is ani ledodi, because in the Olam HaMaisa that we stole from Esav Lashon Asiyah and mandates over here, God says in Machshava, it's enough Hashivenu. But in the Olam HaMaisa, it's got to be predicated on first and foremost ani ledodi, and then vedodi li. Let's get ready for the greatest chasana ever. Let's take our ritzonos, our motivation, and let's attach it to the Olam HaMaisa. Let's change our maisim once and for all. Let's become the great people are all capable of coming, and let's enjoy the greatest marriage, the Ribbono Shel Olam, together from Mashiach Tzidkenu, from Hera, Yomeinu, Amen.